say it like you got married in 1936 in First Church of England.
The First Church of England.
On the 4th of February.
The 4th of February.
Yes.
And
you love it quite early, though.
Getting and then you went straight to
Warrington, yes. We're in been there for about 5 or 6 months, I suppose. He went in May. And we were married in the following February.
Mm-hmm.
And
had you been to Wanaka?
Well, I knew Wanaka, but actually the manse wasn't built when I got there. We went into a furnished house for a few months, all through the first winter, and then the manse was built.
But I thought you'd said about all the different places you lived in, and some were very tiny and some were large, and lots of furniture and some you had none or something.
Well, no, I think that's a bit, premature. In the furnished house, those people wanted it for the holidays, and we had to ship out, and that would be
the story.
Mm. Whereas we went then into another furnished house. They called it a furnished house, but when we got into it, there was hardly anything in it.
So you had deck chairs.
Yeah, and there was a bed, I remember, and that's about all.
And were you?
But you see, they used it just as. Oh no, no, and I can remember these people just used this place that we were in as a sort of a holiday house, and later they retired there. So they rang to say that their furniture was coming through, and the amount of furniture that they kept stacked into that little place, whereas before we had no room, we had about 5 rooms with nothing in it. Here we were, furniture was stacked to the roof. And all we could do, I remember, we filled one room absolutely and completely. You just got in and around and into the bedroom, and no more, because the rest was piled to the ceiling. We just left it there because I wasn't wanting to unpack. Able to unpack them, but I mean, I didn't want to use their furniture either because we'd managed.
When was it called? Pembroke.
It was then called Pembroke, yes. Mm.
And you've got.
And
letters with Pembroke.
Yes, that's right.
And so that would have been in 1936, and you were there, and war broke out,
yes.
So you were still there. And did people, I mean, there must have been people went from Wanaka.
Quite a few.
Was the inscription right away? Or?
No, it wasn't, but it was volunteers, I think, to begin with.
Of course, New Zealand declared war on Germany before England. The New Zealand government got it wrong, and seeing that we get the day first, they declared war 24 hours before Britain did.
That's right.
And then Murray would be born in 39.
He was born in March. He was a baby when I can remember saying, well, one thing, I will never talk war to this baby. He was going to be brought up a pacifist, and he wasn't going to, any war would ever be going to be mentioned.
Well, so, you know, the next 6 years of his life, he'd have a bit of a struggle.
He did have a bit of a struggle. You know, I would have if I kept it up, but it was just sort of. We didn't believe that a war would last anything like as long as that. Mm-hmm. That was the big thing, I think. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, the first 1914-18 war, that was terrible. 4 years of it, that's terrible, you know. But goodness me, when they had won, that was six.
So that took a long time, really, when you consider the war, how long it took the Allies to give another hand, really. Like a D-Day landing, which was a terrific achievement, and it was relatively quick from there.
Quick from there,
Well, they just motorised through it.
And with the war, the news that you'd get would be, you got it by radio.
Was that radio.
Sort of easy? I mean, Wanaka was it?
Well, somebody loaned us a radio to begin with. I remember they had an extra one, and it was run with we had no electricity, you see.
That's right.
No, but it was.
What did you do for batteries?
Well, I don't know, you used batteries,
I think. Like AG jars.
You touched it up with
Sulfuric acid or something like that, didn't you?
Yeah.
The lead acid.
that. No, I don't remember that, but I do remember this. And then later on, I think when Murray was about a year old, the power came through. It was, was on its way through when the war was declared.
But before that, I think it's interesting to talk about before that with lamps and irons on stoves.
Yes.
I mean, that's quite.
That you would have had that in
the like that iron.
In the heat of central too.
And then I got for Murray's nappies.
Yes.
I like the story about you being the anxious young mother and having that weighing thing too.
Yes.
The district nurse came through every...
She came through every month, I suppose it would be. She'd spent the blanket nurse used to come to Wanaka, Cromwell, Wanaka, and Alexandra, I think.
And were they
until
stay?
The poor girl took a breakdown, and she was, it was every night she got up out of bed, unbeknown to her, she didn't know she was doing it, and packed her case because she was moving on to the next place. She had 10 days in each part.
And would she go to the house? You didn't go to a central
place. She went to us. Room. She came to us, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And there were certain people gave them.
She wouldn't have a car as they would whiz around. She'd be walking around like one day.
I think she must have walked. I don't think she had a car. I think later on she might have had a car.
Stop at the hotel.
Well, no, they couldn't afford to go to a hotel. It was in some. I think they got cheaper board than that. I remember that one of them used to stay at Mrs. Scott's, the postmaster's wife.
Oh, yeah.
She was in she was on the committee for
them.
Sorry.